Well, today I'm interviewing Dave Williams, who's recently launched a charity called Saluto, which aims to help people who find it difficult to communicate by providing them with speech therapy. Saluto is Latin for to greet or to wish health to. Hello, Dave.
Hey.
Now, as you have a speech impediment, I believe you're going to use a speech synthesizer to talk.
Yeah.
Great. So why did you decide to start the charity?
I have cerebral palsy due to my brain being starved of oxygen at birth, which means I find it difficult to control my arms and legs, and my mouth too. While I am unable to walk, I can get around okay in my powered wheelchair. I also drive a specially adapted van. I just struggle to talk to people when I get where I am going. Being unable to engage with people and express my thoughts is very isolating and far more frustrating than being unable to walk.
I never imagined you'd prefer to talk than walk.
Yes. Well, it would be wonderful to be able to do both, obviously, but having communication difficulties is definitely the thing which frustrates me the most. And that is one of the reasons why I decided to set up the charity. A lot of emphasis is put on being able to walk by society, but I want to raise awareness of how important communication is. People's ability to communicate can be affected in many different ways. My issue is a lack of muscle control, but with others, they could be neurodiverse. The charity aims to assist anyone who has physical or cognitive difficulties.
Wow, setting up a charity must be quite an undertaking. Did you have any prior experience?
I retired from work when my job moved abroad in 2016. I had worked for the Scottish Power IT department for 28 years. When I joined, we were based in the Old Man Webb building on Sealand Road. Because I have little control over my fingers, I wrote programs with my big toes using a custom-made giant keyboard. After leaving work, I ticked off a big thing on my bucket list. I learned to drive. Then I was elected to the board of Chester Football Club, and also became a trustee of a children's physio charity. So that gave me plenty of boardroom experience at not-for-profit organizations, which was invaluable when setting up the Saluto charity. My IT knowledge meant I could set up the website www.saluto.org.uk without having to pay someone to do it. I also got to know some good people at Chester FC who were able to help, and one of them has become a trustee of Saluto and another is our secretary. Something we lacked, however, was speech therapy experience, but I found a really good person called Hannah who works for the NHS in Wales. She has loads of contacts who are independent therapists, so we will be able to find the right person to meet the needs of each individual who comes to us for help. Hannah is also on a couple of steering groups who oversee best practice for speech therapists across the UK. She was a great find for the charity.
Wow, what does speech therapy actually involve?
Speech therapy is such a broad area, it varies according to the needs of each individual. When I was setting up the charity, I had a trial course of therapy from one of Hannah's contacts, Neem, to see if it worked. Neem gave me exercises to increase the range of movement I have in my mouth. Indeed, the exercises loosen all the muscles right up the front of my face to my forehead. I never knew we used so many muscles to speak. Neem also listened to me speaking and suggested ways to improve my pronunciation. She was like a coach at a gym. She gave me a program of exercises that were bespoke to me. I still work on those exercises for an hour a day, and the gym analogy is a good one as my face muscles really ache afterwards, but it's well worth it.
And what benefits have you resulted from your therapy, Dave?
In a nutshell, it has given me greater confidence. Members of my family have always been able to understand me, but since the therapy, I have to repeat myself to them less often. That gives me greater confidence to engage with them. I talk to them in more detail about what I have been up to and how I have been feeling, so it has improved my mental health. Being able to drive has also given me greater independence, and since having speech therapy, I am more confident about speaking to those around me. For instance, when I go to watch Chester play football. I am also a big petrol head and have a season ticket for Oldham Park, where I write reports for a couple of online publications. There is a guy for whom I set up a website when his son began racing a few years ago. Up until a few weeks ago, we had only communicated on social media, where I can type messages with my toes when I am at home, but over the Easter weekend, thanks to my clearer speech, I was able to have a long chat to him face to face at the circuit. Previously, there has been only a small number of people who I have known a long time who I could talk to, so it was an absolute joy to be able to chat to my motor racing friend Matt. My toe-operated keyboard is too bulky for me to take with me when I go out on my own. My improved speech also enables me to converse with my carers when they come to wash and dress me in the mornings. The shower is no place for the electrics in my keyboard. Another benefit from having therapy was to upgrade my voice synthesizer. I'd not realized how dramatically the technology had improved in that area. The one I am using today is one that Neen, the therapist, recommended and is really clear. It enables me to make phone calls rather than having to rely on other people, further increasing my independence. Therapists can provide advice and the benefit of their knowledge as well as exercises.
So what is it that people can do to help Saluto, Dave?
Well, if they go to the Saluto website, there is a donate button. However, people can help us raise funds at no cost to themselves. Firstly, we are fortunate to be one of the charities chosen to be involved in the local Tesco Community Grants Scheme. People can vote for us to receive the top tier of funding using the blue tokens collectible from the checkout in the 6 Tesco stores in Chester. The top tier of funding is £1,500, which would really help us get established. People can also sign up to the Easy Fundraising website and select Saluto as their chosen charity, and then, just about every time they shop online, the retailer will give Saluto a donation. Details of that and the 6 Tesco stores where people can vote for Saluto to receive community grant funding are on the Saluto website, www.saluto.org.uk.
Great, and how do you plan to use those funds though?
We would like to hear from anyone who believes they would benefit from speech therapy. It is available on the NHS, but their services are very stretched and many people I have spoken to are facing exceptionally long waits. Because I can use my toe-operated keyboard to express myself, I would have been given a very low priority when accessing NHS services, even though the speech therapy I recently received has had a big impact on my life. We are hoping to work with the National Institute for Health and Care Research to undertake a formal gap analysis in speech therapy services. We may aim to raise the funds to fill the gap we identify ourselves or help to get additional government funding for NHS speech therapy services. Aside from that, the Royal College of Speech and Language Therapists have reported that as many as 60% of young offenders and 88% of long-term unemployed young men have been found to have issues with their communication skills, so we would love to link up with other local organizations who work with vulnerable people to see what help we could provide.
Well, and do you have any further fundraising schemes lined up?
Sky Poker are planning to run an online poker tournament for Saluto. While I have spoken to Chester Poets Society about the possibility of them doing a benefit event for us, and I am going to investigate the possibility of doing a sponsored parachute jump.
Wow. So, well, happy landings then, Dave, and thank you very much for your time. It's been really interesting hearing about Saluto, the speech therapy charity.